etc. Though all of these changes in the Septuaginta were meant to make the Hebrew Bible not only palatable to the outside world, but to make them less interested in us. Because the rabbis never were interested in debating it, in debating the point. The Gemara also said that this was the fulfillment of the verse of the blessing of Noach, Yaf Yefuso shall Yefes v'yishkon be'ohel Eishem. The beauty of Yefes. Yefes is Greeks. Yovan was a descendant of Yefes. So the beauty, the rabbis agreed that beauty in the world belonged to Greece. Art, architecture, painting, beauty belonged to Greece. And they put it in the tents of shame. The tents of shame is the euphemism for the Torah. So what this was the combination that the rabbis saw, that the tents of Torah, the holy words of the Torah would now be given forth in the Greek language, and so that the beauty of Greece and the holiness of Israel would somehow be shared for the benefit of civilization, for the benefit of mankind. So that was the departure. Now what this did for the Jews is that it made Greek language and culture kosher. It's like art scroll. Once you have, like what Hirsch's translation of the Bible in German in the 1850s made the German language kosher to the Frumis Jews in Germany. Because that's the way it was now. And the same thing that the works of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon and the Rambam and others who wrote Sforim in Arabic made the Arab culture and the Arab language kosher for the Jews. And you'll see that in Eastern Europe that almost never happened. You didn't see that Jews wrote Sforim in Russian or in Polish or in Hungarian. And therefore, that never really became part and parcel of Jewish life. Whereas wherever holy books were written in the language, in the vernacular of the country, so then that language, that vernacular penetrated Jewish life completely. And that's what happens here. After the Targum HaShivim, then the Jews accept Greek language, Greek names. You look in Pirkei Avos, you'll see Greek names one after another, right? Antigonos Ish Socho. Antigonos is Antigone, right? He was a Tana. All sorts of other Greek names and Greek words all came into the Hebrew language and all came into Hebrew use. Nakdimon Ben-Gurion, who's mentioned in the Gemara. Nakdimon is the Greek name Nicodemus. Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon, Tryphon, that's a Greek name. Many, many Greek names are, and the Greek words, Afikomen, Apotheke, there are many, many names that appear in the Gemara that are Greek, pure Greek words. It became part of the Jewish culture. And that perhaps the rabbis foresaw the problems that that would bring, because once you let the genie out of the bottle, you can never put it back in again. It's like eating peanuts. You know, you can't say, now you're going to have three peanuts. All right? Once the bottle is open and you start it to eat, so it's very hard to stop. And it would be very hard to draw a line and say, we're going to take this amount of Greek culture, but we're not going to take the rest. Because what is going to happen is that they are going to take the rest. They're going to become more Greeks than the Greeks, which is always a Jewish trait.